But I think because it's in the Second World War, when my parents were working at the farm at Marling, and because Dad was in the army, but what happened, the army truck came around to all the farms and that around the area and picked up all Aboriginal people and took them in trucks and put them down into Yenosha and Mugumba. And when Mum was pregnant, they couldn't take her to Yenosha, so she had to go to Mugumba to give birth. So they picked up all Aboriginal people in those areas during the Second World War and took them down. So they weren't, they had to be protected. They were to be protected in case the Japanese come. So they wanted to pick them up and put them in places where they could be protected. So they got all the, Aboriginal people like Dad, all the army blokes, the big blokes, stand on guard, you know. And they had to go and patrol the coast area and all that, and up north and that. And that's the story I was told by Mum.
Yeah. It is interesting, as you said earlier, that Jan Goodacre, I know, has been working on a book about Aboriginal people that served in the war for the country.
Mm.
It is interesting that as a group they were still, in spite of all of the oppression, were still generous enough to, you know, support the Australian population, the general population, and the Australian government by joining up in the war effort.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you know, I'm really grateful really to Jan for what she did for me, because I wouldn't have known all this, you know. See, that's the certificate she gave me, you know, for Dad's war. You know, his name, when he was listed and when he was discharged and all that. And
I know she said that apparently there are wages that haven't been paid to Aboriginal soldiers, are there?
No, that's exactly right, because during the Second World War, everybody, white people came back and they got a 99-year lease on land when they came back from the Second World War. But Aboriginal people went to war and they fought and they died side by side with white men. And when they came back, even the white men didn't, even the white soldiers didn't want to know them. So they had to drink in separate places, you know, like they had their own little bath because they're black, you got to go over there. But they weren't black to go and fight for their country. That's what beat me, you know. And a lot of people died. A lot of Aboriginal men died. So it wasn't good, you know. It was terrible the way the government treated Aboriginal people. It's very hurtful, you know, and I think that it's, we should do something about it, because they've got to be recognised.